Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 21st of November, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Today's article, titled "Reading Backwards," was written by Mart Dehaene. Reading the last chapter of a mystery novel first may sound like a bad idea to those who love the suspense of a good story, but some people enjoy reading a book more if they know how it ends. In Reading Backwards, author Richard Hayes shows how important the practice is for our understanding of the Bible. By illustrating how the unfolding words and events of Scripture anticipate, echo, and throw light on one another, Professor Hayes gives us reason to read our Bibles forwards and backwards. Hayes reminds readers that it was only after Jesus' resurrection that his disciples understood his claim to rebuild a destroyed temple in 3 days. The Apostle John tells us the temple he had spoken of was his body. Only then could they understand the meaning of their Passover celebration, which had never before been understood. Only in retrospect could they reflect on how Jesus gave fullness of meaning to an ancient king's deep feelings for the house of God. Only by rereading their scriptures in the light of the true temple of God, Jesus himself, could the disciples grasp how the ritual of Israel's religion and Messiah could throw light on one another. And now, only by reading these same scriptures backwards and forwards can we see in Jesus everything that any of us has ever needed or longed for. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for letting me live long enough to see your ability to show up and reveal the wonder of your presence in ways I could not have foreseen. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.